Okay, I'd like to talk about the Yesod of Taisis, Mitzad HaHalacha and Mitzad HaMachshava. I just want to tell you, it's interesting, this morning I learned Hey Amid Beis, and I was thinking about what to speak about tonight, and then I drove to Yeshiva. On the way I remembered, I once heard on a CD a mimer of Rav Huttner, who answered the Kasha, which I'll share with you in a minute. Beautiful mimer, that's why I remember it. Came here tonight, my good friend Rabbi Eli Rabinowitz said, when he's speaking out tonight, I said something about Rav Huttner. So he tells me tonight is Rav Huttner's yard site. So it's like a Rebbe Shemaisa, you know, that I don't mean to put Rav Huttner down, but it's like a Rebbe Shemaisa that it came out this way. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful idea. The site of this Taisus, the bottom Taisus, is the following. Taisus is Medayik from our Gemara. That seems from this Gemara that Bnei Noach are mechuyev to be mekayim nedarim. They make a neder to bring a carbon. It seems from our Gemara that they're obligated to keep their word, to keep their neder. That's what Taisus says in the bottom Taisus. The Gemara says mechuser ever, you're not yaitza carbon. Taisus says they have to keep their word. So Taisus asks, it's not the sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It's not one of the sheva mitzvahs. So Taisus answers that the Sheva Mitzvahs are all Sheva Al Tasa. They're all don't steal, don't kill, don't. A mitzvah that's due, that you have to do, that could be added to the Sheva Mitzvahs of Neinayach. It's based, it's funny, it's not Tugendzechen, but the Stipler brings, is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, a Nochri has to do Malacha on Shabbos. Why isn't one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? So Gemara says this idea, it's Kum Vasei, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. That's Taisus. Dinim, I mean, dinim is a kum vasei. So the Gemara really is the Kashya Sanhedrin. I think the Stipler brings it. But that's what Taisus says. What your Kashya? Good question, but that's what Taisus says. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a problem. He says, what do you mean? Keeping the Dorim is Bal Yachel Devaroi. It's also an Aveira. It's also an Aveira of Bal Yachel Devaroi, not keeping one's word. Rav Huttner, to the best I remember, I found the mimer in Rosh Hashanah Tezvav, I say, but there it's more bekitzer than what I remember. Rav Huttner took a Rabbeinu Yaina from Shari Tshuva, and he answers three different Taisus in Kashis with Rabbeinu Yaina's Yisayid, plus a few more things, and one of them is this Taisus. Rabbeinu Yaina in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, the Kuf Pei Dalet, Rabbeinu Yaina makes an interesting point. He says, if Gezel Akum is Dairaisa, stealing money from a guy, if it's Dairaisa, is a machloikis in the Gemara. And Gezel Akum is certainly Aser, but if it's Dairaisa, is a machloikis. Yet, by Gnevas Das, by fooling someone, the Gemara says in Chol and Gnevas Das, Afilu me Akum Aser, is no machloikis. Gnevas Das is Aser even from a guy, and Gnevas Mamin is a machloikis. So on this, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, this is his Lashon, that Eitzel Chachmei Yisrael Chamurahi Gnevas Das Yoyser Megneva Ki Ha'emes Humi Yisaydei HaNefesh. Those words, Ki Ha'emes Humi Yisaydei HaNefesh. Rav Huttner kept on repeating in his in the Mimer, that Rabbeinu Yonah's Yisayde is that Emes Humi Yisaydei HaNefesh, that being honest, being truthful, it's something that defines a human being. It defines what a person is. The B'Tzalmai, B'Tzmusai, is Emes. By the Baruch Shalom, there's only Emes. So he said that Emes goes sort of before the Mitzvah Satayra. Keeping Emes is something that's a Dover Be'etzem. He brings, for example, Avimelech is Kairis Bris. Right? So Avimelech makes a Bris with Yitzchak. So what kind of Kairis Bris? Who has to keep a Bris? Where does it say Bnei Noach have to? They make a bris. Who says they have to keep it? Like where increases bris of Avimelech? Is there any obligation? So Rav Huttner writes this. It says that this is said ki emes umi yisaydei hanefesh. Emes, it's sort of a prerequisite to Torah. It's mi yisaydei hanefesh. It's something that's be'etzem for all human beings. And what does he answer? Three kashes of Taisus. All very interesting kashes. First of all, by us. Ben Noach is mechuyev to keep his word. He makes a neder to bring a carbon. He's mechuyev to keep his word. So Taisus asks, where is it in the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach? doesn't say Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. So Rav Utner says, it's not Shver. Ki Emes U'miyaseide HaNefesh. Emes is a dover that's Be'etzem. It's the Be'etzem, the mahus of a person. A person who doesn't keep his word, it's missing in the Tzelem Elokim of a human being. And therefore, Emes is sort of a prerequisite to the Sheva Mitzvahs. And Mimela, it's an obligation. The second Tosis, in Shvuas Chav Tesa Mer Aleph, we have an idea that by Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashbia us, mushbavayim im Har Sinai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashbia us by Har Sinai, mashbia us what? To keep the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashbia klal Yisrael, you have to keep the Torah. So someone makes a shvua to do a mitzvah, and shvua chal al shvua, you already made a shvua to keep. By Har Sinai, klal Yisrael swore to keep the Torah. So Tosfos and Shvuas asks, it's a very nice lashon of Tosfos, a short Tosfos. Tzas kasha, mama yelas hashvua. Why does it help to swear you're going to keep the Torah? K'moshe ha'yoyorei she'yavru avaydes kechavim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yochel was afraid Jews will be over avaydes zara. K'moy kein ha'yoyorei pen yavru hashvua. This is mamon hashach. If Jews keep the Torah, they won't do avaydes without hashvua. Elamai, you're afraid they're not going to keep the Torah. So Rabbi Shalom, why does it help to be a Mashbiyah Klal Yisrael? They're not keeping the Torah, so they're not going to keep Shavuos either. They're not going to, why does it help to be Mushma by Mashbiyah? Why does it help to make someone swear I'll do the mitzvahs? Yes, do the mitzvahs anyway. So Rav Utner answers that no, because like we said, the MS is Miyasayde HaNefesh. The MS is something that's more basic than even keeping the Torah. Someone doesn't keep the Torah. There's an expectation that a person who has the idun nefesh, who has the pride of a human being, is gonna strive to keep his word. So therefore, if he makes a shvua, the shvua will stick. The third taisvis, above a mitzia memches. Interesting gemara. You all know there's a misha para. If someone gives kesef for metaltalim, someone puts a down payment of kesef, it's not binding. Api halacha, the person can back out. But avo amr chacham misha para me anshi daram abul. So whoever punished the daram abul shall punish this person. And Bezin says it. Bezin says a misha para on someone who backs out. So the Gemara asks, there's a lav against to curse somebody. How can you say something about a yid misha para anshi daram abul shall punish him? The Gemara asks that it's a klala, over on the issue of klala. Gemara answers, no. Nasi ba'amcha loisar, ba'oise ma'isi amcha. He says, this person who backs out is ein oise ma'isa amcha, no issa to curse a rasha, ein oise ma'isa amcha, you're allowed to curse. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Ein oise ma'isa amcha? The Torah says you're allowed to back out. I mean, the halacha says you're allowed to back out from a kinyan kesef from a taltalim. Halacha says you're allowed to back out. So why is he ain't oisim ma'isa amcha? Because he's backing out. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to back out. It says Rav Utner the same yisaid. You're allowed to back out, but you're missing in the MS shum yisaid ha'nefesh. You're missing in the MS that's yisaid ha'nefesh. You're ain't oisim ma'isa amcha. Yid keeps his word. So these three Tosfos in Rav Utner is saying that like Rabbeinu Yehuda's Yisayid is answered, in addition to the idea of Krisus Bis by Avimelech. And Rav Utner also adds in the Maimer that's printed that there's a kinyan of Kias Kaf. Chazal made a kinyan stumta, a kinyan that if you shake your hand on something in a place where a handshake is obligation, it's a kinyan. Where did the Rabbanan get to make such a kinyan, that a handshake is a kinyan? Says the same thing, ki emes u'miyaseide ha'nefesh, and therefore they said to make such a kinyan. These are the five things that Rav Utner explains. I'll add a sixth. The tzais is a kasha. Gemara says that David HaMelech made shvuas to keep mitzvahs. Nishvati v'akayma lishmar mishpatei tzedkecha. Gemara says someone who makes shvuas is a bad thing. Kilu bana baba. You're not supposed to make shvuas. Except to do a mitzvah. If you're afraid you'll be nisrashal in a mitzvah, you can make a shvur. The Gemara says, "Kediksev nishpati v'akayim alishmar mishpatay tzikach." So the tzais asks a kasha. He says, "What do you mean?" The Gemara says a shvur on a mitzvah is not chal. It's called shvur la shvur k'vamushpulayim emar sinai. So a shvur on a shvur is not chal. So the tzais asks, "Why does a shvur help? You're mechuyev, you're mushpulayim emar sinai anyway. What does it help to make a shvur?" Could be like this, it's good. We're talking about a person who's ready to be over our mitzvah satayr. We're talking about someone who's ready to be over, like the case is in Tysus. But there's something earlier. There's the emes umi yisaydeh nefesh. There's this idea that in the essence of the nefesh of a human being, there's supposed to be this drive for emes and this disgust with sheker. And memela, it should be the making a shvur to do a mitzvah, even if someone's this rational mitzvahs. The rotzen that the human being should have to be an ish emes, miyaseidei nefesh, or he called it meyidon nefesh, should drive a person. So these are, I think, six things that are answered with this yisayid. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with halacha l'maisa, so I can't resist to share with you that there is a shtickle halacha l'maisa that comes from this. I'll tell you an incident that took place here in the shul. When we opened this building a number of years ago, we had a guy named Frank, a Spanish fellow who was in charge of cleaning up. So one day, Ben Azmanim, I'm learning here, and a couple of the young boys come running up, and they tell me, Frank said that he's Jewish. He's Jewish, his mother's Jewish, and he's a Jew. He's Spanish from Spain, they were Muranos, he's Jewish. Very interesting. You know, I don't like to sell my chametz to him if he's Jewish. So I call over Frank, say, Frank, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, my mother's a Jew. And I guess, anybody else know he's a Jew? Some friends don't know he's a Jew, but he really is a Jew. And there was a little episode with it. He told me, I asked if he could prove it. He said in the shul in Providence, Rhode Island, his nameplate is on a seat. I asked him to describe the shul. One of the young men here in the shul was learning in Providence. We weren't able to track down any such shul. I asked Frank, you sure it wasn't a church? No, it was. So Shaila is, Frank says he's Jewish. So the question is this. In halacha, Seifon halacha Zalkis, he's the Cheskas guy. But there's a din of Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. There's a din, let's say I say that this piece of meat is treif. And I'm not nemanis, it's not my meat. Erechadem Bisurin is on my own meat. Let's say I say about your meat, it's treif. So there's a din of Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. That I'm not allowed to eat it. If I say it's treif, I'm not allowed to eat it. You can eat it. Everybody else can eat it. I'm not allowed to eat it because Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. If I say something, even though Bezin doesn't believe me, it's binding. Question is, what about a guy? A guy is Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. A guy says, I'm a Jew. So Apidin Bezin doesn't believe him. But there's this halacha of Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. And does it apply to a guy? Apply to a guy? If he says, does Shavi Anafshe apply? So the Hartzvi in Yeridaya, I think it's Resh Chav Beis, talks about this, and he brings two ways to learn Shavi Anafshe. One of the ways of learning Shavi Anafshe is that it's a din neder. That if a person says, this is treif, so it's like making it like a neder. He creates an isser on himself, mekayach neder. The Hartzvi says it depends if a ben nayach is mitzuveh in the darim. If Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura holds true, depends on our taisis. And this same taisis appears elsewhere in Shav. If you say a ben nayach is mitzuveh on the darim, then Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura would apply. And then the guy could do a Shavi Anafshe Chatichet Yisura. So it comes out, as far-fetched as it might seem, that this taisis has anything to do with halacha l'maisa, that it does. It's interesting that in the Gris Maishe, he has a tshuva. He says, by Goyim, we don't say Shavi Anafshe. For whatever reason, Ramesh has, we don't say Shavi Anafshe. That's the halacha aspect of this. L'maisa, Rav Hutner's aspect is the idea of ki emesum yisudei nefesh is loshin, that chomer yaitzer eitzel chachmei Yisrael, Kenevas das me gezela me keneva. Idea that by Chacham Yisrael, the idea of being an ish emes, of being emes, is something that's miyaseidei hanefesh. There's one more Mara Mokim for this, Rabbi Chanan, in Kovitz Mamarim, Taka brings that from Chaim Vital, that he asks, why isn't Derech Eretz a mitzvah in the Torah? Derech Eretz, to be a mensch, why isn't a mitzvah in the Torah? See, Chaim Vital says this aside, that's similar to what our footnote is saying. Rabbi Chanan brings from Chaim Vital that something that's a prerequisite to Torah is not one of the mitzvahs of Torah. Derech Eretz kodmah la Torah. You have to be a mensch before you can take Torah. It's a prerequisite to Torah. So memela, there's this side. There's this. It's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Rabbi Chanan is saying the same thing, that emes is a prerequisite to Sheva mitzvahs. Memela, it's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. You'll ask, what about the Tayag? Truth is, in Taryag, the emes is not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Midrash Sheka Tirchok is a din in Bezdin, in Anhagas Bezdin. The emes in the midas of a person with other people is also from the midas of a person. It's a hagdama to Torah. Ki emes hu miyaseidei hanefesh, and that's really the Rafut Nizyaseid that answers Taisus. Yehezech Rebarach. Have a good Shabbos.